81 degrees and a little bit cloudy in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. A new drowning detection system in Middle Tennessee pools will help lifeguards year-round aid those in need. For WPLN News, Emily West reports installers are placing the technology in pools across the state's YMCAs.
Hot summer days in Nashville have given many the same idea, taking a dip into the pool. And a new technology with the YMCA of Middle Tennessee will keep watch over swimmers in their indoor facilities.
In the water, it's looking for unusual swimming patterns or a member who becomes incapacitated, goes to the bottom of the pool.
That's Holly Sanders, Executive Director of Risk Management for the Y. She and the CEO work together to find what's known as Angel Eye. The system will have sensors either above the pool or in the water. If someone is swimming and winds up in distress, Angel Eye sends an alert to a lifeguard's watch. It pinpoints the location in the pool and sounds the alarm. Installation started in April. As of July, Angel Eye went up in the ceiling of the East Nashville YMCA. By the end of the year, all 12 locations will have the same system. Sanders emphasized this will not replace lifeguards, but help them when seconds are critical.
Without the guard, we have no one to get in the water to rescue the member. So the guards are not going anywhere. We are just wanting to add that secondary layer of protection.
The goal is for the guard to beat the technology to see someone in distress. Emily West, WPLN News.
Nashville has built more housing in its downtown core in the last 5 years than any other city in the country. That's according to a recent study from the Urban Institute. Between 2020 and 2025, Nashville added more than 24,000 downtown units. Despite the impressive growth in housing units, the Nashville Business Journal reports the city is still on track to be short 20,000 units over the next decade. You're listening to WPLN.